We're joined in studio now for a few minutes by Larry Rader. He is a candidate for Congress in the 3rd District. We visited with Mimi Methvin, who's the endorsed Democrat, and Josh Guillory, who is running a strong race against the incumbent Republican, Clay Higgins. And to this point, Congressman Higgins has declined an opportunity to be on this show for the election. We hopefully will talk with him soon, and perhaps as soon as tomorrow. But Larry Rader is here, and 2 years ago, in the primary, Scott Angell actually led the primary with 91,000 votes, and coming in second was Clay Higgins to make the runoff with 85,000 votes, and then at 28,000 was one Larry Rader. He got a lot of votes last time, and he's running as a Democrat again. Do you have any hope that you can make lightning strike tomorrow, Larry Rader?
Well, good morning, Jim. Indeed, it's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Absolutely. You know, we've been working very hard throughout the district. We've been doing some things different than what we did the last time. And so we're really excited. We think we're in a place that's almost like a crossroads in Louisiana right now. We think that with the hard work that we've put in from the last time, plus what we're doing currently, we think that we've got the winning ticket. So we're looking forward to Tuesday.
What are the biggest issues?
Well, the biggest issues are jobs right now, especially in the 3rd Congressional District. You know, the oil industry has been hard hit, hard depressed. Many of your viewers may not know this, but I'm past president for the Port of Iberia. I'm also chairman for the Port of Iberia. So I've been around a while politically, and it's from what when I look at this small window in the oil industry, it doesn't look good. When the oil industry pulled out of Lafayette and moved towards Houston, I think it was an indication at that point in time that it was basically over for us. So I think we need to diversify our economy. I'm a big advocate of clean, green energy. I would like to make sure that each household, especially those individuals that are struggling month to month, day to day, to pay their light bill, have a solar panel on top of their home. And I think when the Democrats take over Congress, I think that's certainly going to be something that we'll be able to reconcile with.
Do you have a bone to pick with Congressman Higgins?
Well, not necessarily a bone. Clay and I became friends on the campaign trail last time we ran, and you know, he's not doing what I thought he should have done or what we agreed that he would do. And so I'm running again, and my platform is basically the same as it was the last time. You know, we're looking for jobs throughout the district. We want to raise the federal minimum wage. We know we need a national health plan. So we know there are some things that we need. I don't necessarily agree with the far right, and I don't agree with the far left. So I'm a politician that's somewhere in the middle, especially when it comes to health care.
Well, we thank you for coming in today, and as always, best of luck to you and the other candidates. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Larry, we'll talk soon.
Number 25 on the ballot.
There you go.
All right.